PMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole a shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shine, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on the steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, peeps? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and it is Friday, August the, what, the 3rd, the 4th? August the 3rd, pardon me, and you are tuned in to another episode of Pre-Game Radio. 347-857-4302. We're going to review some news stories and, you know, play some music, some of your favorite pre-game underground artists, as well as some of your favorite throwbacks. You already know how we do. So, you got a news story you want us to go over, or just a question you want to hit Black up with, hit me up, 347-857-4302, and also hit me on that Twitter app, Brooklyn Black, Facebook.com, Brooklyn Black 1. You know, we got a whole bunch of stuff. But I'm going to let y'all get ready with some Tupac. You know, he would have been 41 past week, so happy birthday, Pac. And we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Round, 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 I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break the
Cause they tease me to squeeze me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass wise don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you want to see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need it. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know?
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Maybe I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love, how you doing?
Alright.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin? Thought I wasn't. See, weekends was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We should keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Round and round, round they go. Round and round, don't stop for long. I get around.
Twist in the hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause the groupie bit the truth and told a lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly. You need to hit the dome, search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town, break. You down, I get around.
Keep me from my body all night, all night. J-A-Z, won't you play? lost and left behind. I guess Bacardi Lime gave me my strength to go to extra nine. Next in line, slow G-ing, low keying. Me and the fool in the gold BMODing. Top speed, blowing through the sweet night breeze. Wherever life leads, anything better besides the tight squeeze. Like cheese, even my pieces pushing night sleeves. Dressed precisely, hoping soon won't be the wifey. Broken well, process words, helping the poison cell. Urban hell, playing ball fences, running L. It's all basic, probation, open cases. We ill nature, being trained young from hatred. Trapped in the arms of Satan, congregating, conversating, trying to map ways of escaping. It's true for dear, only the chosen move sincere. Keep the youth aware, pass on jewels and souvenirs.
Radio 347-857-4302 is your man, Brooklyn Black. Like I said, we got new stories and, you know, new music to spin, things of that nature. Got one more throwback for you. I'm going to keep it a little more recent, you know, because I know I am getting a new demographic listen. So shout out to all of the 90s babies, you know, and we'll be right back.
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Nigga have a big six at the curb, that's woke.
Okay.
Especially if it got the fully equipped kit on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad bitch in town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean,
woke.
Bought the bitch diamonds and pearls, I mean,
woke.
Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like,
whoa.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like,
whoa.
Lost the roots, went from 2/10 like,
whoa.
Saggy wanna peep my blueprints, I'm like,
whoa.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like,
whoa.
Niggas getting both on my block like,
whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like,
whoa.
Running like they had the manpower like,
whoa.
More or less. More so, I risk it talk so, I live the fast life. Come through in the front slow like,
whoa.
My nigga, like dough, like dro, nitro, mic flow, night clothes, like,
whoa.
East paint with cocaine, like,
whoa.
Now I'm Doc Strange in the range, like,
whoa.
100 miles an hour switching lanes, like,
whoa.
Plus I'm getting brain from this chick, like,
whoa.
Finger near nigga asshole, like,
whoa.
Team floor switches and bitches, like,
whoa.
9-9 tag, been poop like,
whoa.
Keep them cheese lines on your blocks like,
whoa.
Grenades through your window, bitch, like,
whoa.
Love to see me do this shit, like,
whoa.
Niggas put me through this shit, like,
whoa.
So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow, like,
whoa.
And risk it all slow, live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow, like,
whoa.
My nigga, like, go, like, bro, nitro, mic flow, nice flow, like,
whoa.
We baggage, then flip it like ho. Cars rejected, then strip it like ho. Full of equipment, front to back like ho. Spitting on fiends that come for crack like ho. Asking for shorts and shit, nigga, like ho. Half on his quote, now nigga, that's ho. Flow so properly, you'll see I'm woke. Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like woe. Guns be popping, be retreat like woe. Hear my name in these streets, it's like woe. Must I pound the concrete like woe. Fill his bitch ass, head to feet like woe. Your man ain't woe. The judge ain't woe. CO's ain't woe. PO's ain't woe. Play yourself, I get the G.I. Joe. D.I.C. K. Riders ain't woe. I rip your torso, live the fast life. Come through in the bus, flow like woe. My niggas, light show, light show, light show, my flow, light show, light woe. Niggas getting money in VA is woe. Honey's looking right in ATL is woe. Niggas flipping hoes in Chi-Town is woe. Bitches taking paper in LA is woe. Niggas stacking dough in DC is woe. PR and DR hold me down like woe. Ballers in Detroit hold me down like woe. Niggas in New Orleans getting money is woe. Boston and Jersey motherfuckers is woe. Florida niggas and Philly niggas is woe. Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is woe. Memphis and Low Rock, my niggas is woe. Panama niggas, they hold me down like woe. My New York people, they hold me down like woe. Bad boy nigga, what is wrong, we woe. Alumni bitches, what is wrong, we woe. And CSC, motherfuckers is woe. My nigga fuck out, what is wrong, he woe.
Yeah, what's up? What's up? It's your boy Cashmere, and you are now chilling out on pregame radio with your boy Brooklyn Black. TCA stand up, the Cash Administration, what's happening? Brooklyn all day. I'm from Brooklyn. He from Brooklyn. So you know how we do. We grandma people. Nah, y'all check it out, man. You on pregame radio, man. Y'all check out good music, good hosts, good people, lovely environment. So here you go, pregame radio. Yo, Black, throw one of my joints on, man, and let them know pregame. We pregame ready. Uno.
Yeah, we're back pre-game radio. Shoot me at Brooklyn Black. I got Eb in the building with me. Eb, what's going on?
Yo, son, what's up? I'm on the bus right now on my way back from dropping Denise off with your other sister for the weekend. So, you know, I'm free. And I'm on the bus. And surprisingly, it's a lot of people out here. Nah, fuck that, son. I don't like these people. But anyway, what's good?
You know, we're chilling. I wanted to touch light over this whole Javis Carter situation for those who
now,
don't know.
Could you put me on, because I have no idea what's going on with that.
All right. Javis Carter is a young man in Jonesboro, Arkansas. And he was pulled over in a pickup truck when he was stopped by police last Saturday.
Now, what happened?
He was pulled over in Jonesboro, Arkansas last week. And they found marijuana and everything. He was on the corner, so they went and, you know, to take him under arrest, handcuffed him, put him in the back of the car. But come to find out, he gets shot in the head while being handcuffed in the back of the car. Now, I don't, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but unless you're like Mr. Fantastic and, you know, you can stretch your hand, there's no way you can be able to pull a gun and shoot yourself in the head. And on top of that, weren't, you know, then they search him so they can't say he shot himself in the head, his hand was up behind his back. And if anyone's been in the back of a police car, you know it's not that roomy back there. You know, you can't be able to stretch your legs out or nothing like that. You're pretty much sitting in the back in a fetal position. You know, but you know, this end, oh, it was self-inflicted, and the officers with the balls were just on administrative leave. Now, my question, my question is, how the hell is that possible? You know, how, you know, if he was handcuffed, hands behind his back, and the car had a sound lock, he couldn't open the car, open the door, nothing like that. I would say
the head. Right, because I'm sure they searched him before they handcuffed him and put him in the squad car, right? Even though they do get searched again to get to the precinct, but I do remember seeing quite a few episodes of Cops, and usually a person is patted down and they're asked if they have anything illegal on their person before they're arrested. So that's one. And two, like you said, unless he's a contortionist, how would he be able to flip out of the cuff, shoot himself in the head, and then put the cuff back on? Now, that's some amazing shit right there. Not to say he can't do it, because, you know, the black man can do anything. But it's just a simple point that the story that was given by officials is very unlikely, you know? It's very unlikely. So, you know, yeah, I mean, really, how could you even make up something that is not even the slightest bit plausible? They would have been better off saying that he was throwing himself around in the back, and, you know, the officer thought he was reaching for his pepper spray, and instead he grabbed his gun. And, yeah, I mean, could you make up some better shit than he shot himself in the head? And why would he do that? If he was on a suicide mission, and if he wanted to kill himself, then he would have just went all out, let himself get caught by the cops. You see what I'm saying? So they can't even use that. They can't even use that officially, you know, saying, oh, he was just short, or this was his third time, you know, this is the third strike against him, or what have you. So it's nothing like that, you know. As far as we know at the time. So, you know, you could, you know what I mean? So there's no logic behind this. There's no logic for him to have done that. Like I said, if he's really interested, if he was afraid of the consequences of whatever, or going to jail, or any of that, if he was afraid of any of that, then he would have just went all out with the police in the first place. Is that what I'm saying? He wouldn't have even let them cuff him and went on ahead to jail. It just wouldn't have went down like that. It wouldn't have. So, and for them to actually still have this officer on modified duty, I don't give a damn if he took his gun and shit from him. He killed somebody, and he gave a bullshit-ass excuse. That's what it boils down to. He murdered his son, and he gave a bullshit-ass excuse. I mean, I'm not saying you're supposed to prosecute him first, but I mean, some shit is just obvious. That is just crap. It's blatant. One, he was in a cop car. Two, he was handcuffed, as in his hands were cuffed behind him. Three, where did he get a weapon from? Four, how was he able to retrieve said weapon to shoot himself in the head? There's no logical answer for any of that. None of it.
And also, here's another kicker. According to all side reports, he was shot in the right temple, and the kid's left-handed.
Oh, my God. He's left-handed.
You know, the kid's left-handed, and he shot himself in, you know, right temple. And also on top of that, even Jonesboro, spokesperson, Sergeant Ohio Waterworth, he said, as far as he knows through the reports, whatever, the kid's father was properly searched in the protocol, end up with the double lock and, you know, and take it in the car. So he was searched and arrested according to protocol. How the hell did he have a weapon to shoot himself in the
head? Right.
347-857-4302. Call us up. Let us know your thoughts. You know, let us know what you think about that. We'll be right back as Ed is still riding the bus rocking, you know. And, you know, shout to those ghetto-ass people loud as hell on the bus. But, you know, it's all well and good. But straight up, those cops, it should be way more than just administrative leave, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty much sure once the lists come back, it's probably going to be one of the cops throwaway guns. He ain't going to have no gunshot residue on his hands.
Oh, he did.
You know, or none of that. But at the end of the day, I do hope, you know, justice gets served. We'll be right back after this.
Hey!
Chain Radio, 347-857-4302. Back in the building, going over some news stories, playing some music for y'all. And right now, the one thing that's really confusing me is why everybody got something to say about this girl, Gabby Douglas, her hairdo. To me, it don't even matter. She's going, she's representing Team USA, going bringing home those medals, you know, and people want to talk about her hair like, you know, come on, she's out, she's doing her thing, and she's winning. Bottom line, like, she's not coming home with no silvers, no bronze, none of that shit. She's going out there and she's getting gold, you know. So as far as that goes, everyone hating on her, talking about her hair wasn't done or whatever, because from what I've seen, you know, she got her hair in a bun. She's flipping, she's jumping off the balance beams, you know, she's tumbling and all that. Her hair ain't going to be all that. You know, her hair ain't gonna be all kept or, you know, or whatnot. It's not gonna be because it's, you know, it's getting done. Point blank, that's what it is. But once again, people always gotta find some reason to say something about somebody. So I guess right now that's what it is. But she just booked a two-year $5 million per year deal with Cornflakes. So you know she's on the cover of the Cornflakes. So she's young sister's doing big things, and I'm, you know, I for one am happy for her that she's doing it. Whew, excuse me, I had to get some water in me, but that's just what it is. Hit me up 347-857-4302. Give me some of your thoughts on anything you've spoken about, anything that was going on. What's your whole take on the whole Gabby Douglas situation? What's your thoughts on the bar and everyone talk about Gabby Douglas with hair?
It's stupid and it's petty and it's tacky. I mean, of all things to be concerned about or worried about, why is that even an issue? And I'm sick of all of these lace front jeans wearing under all that you a nappy head hold too. I'm sick of these chicks. You ain't got nothing better to do than to be worried about how someone who has established himself as an Olympian, she's going down in history. Her name is in history forever. From now on, she has a legacy to leave to her children. What the fuck do you have? What have you accomplished? What have you done to get your face on the fucking cereal box? How have you even helped someone get their face on the cereal box? How have you even been a contributor to mankind? So how dare you talk about this young girl and the fact that she is rocking her natural hair the way, you know, she likes. It looks good on her. I don't care what anybody says. And to be doing that type of physical activity, you know, to go through all of that and then to really have to worry about how somebody is doing your fucking hair. Now, I hope when, you know, when they come back and they have the big parade for them or whatever they do for Olympians returning to their home country, I hope that when she does return that her hair is fly, it's fierce, and that everybody that has something to say has to take their foot out their fucking mouth. Because that shit is just really shit. And she's a young girl. How old is she, 16?
Yeah, I believe so. Like
so, come on. That shit is not even going to show you that a 16-year-old has more important things to be concerned with than to be worried about the motherfucking hair. Really. It's a shame. And, I mean, really, y'all motherfuckers ain't got nothing better to do with your time. And I saw all these chicks that tweeted shit. Oh, she got to do something about that. Bitch, get the fuck off of Twitter and become a productive citizen. What are you doing? You ain't got nothing important to talk about. Like a teacher told me a long time ago, and I've never forgotten this, and it's very true to this day. small minds talk about people, average minds talk about things, great minds discuss ideas. So if you're sitting there on Twitter discussing how this young girl's hair looks after she won a fucking medal, then you're just a small mind motherfucker, and I wish a piece of meteorite would fall out the sky and crush your fucking head. And that's all I have to say about that. Besides the fact that I might smack the shit out of these bitches because they see me on the phone, but they still talk their mad loud.
Well, hello? You know, you're on the bus in Brooklyn. You know, that's just, you know, that's how they go.
Yo, I know Brooklyn is known for a lot of things, but even hardcore Brooklynites know that sometimes when you're in public spaces, you got to have fucking manners. You know? You got to have fucking manners, period. Okay? So. All right? But anyway, shout out to all the young college girls getting drunk tonight. And most likely you're going to wind up in a strange place with some strange nigga next to you and your panties under the bed. Shout out to y'all. Anyway, sir. Go ahead. Am I still on the line?
So, we're going to get into one of our
new
guests, Johnny Swagger, a.k.a. Fuego Bravo, from Harlem, TG on the building. Big shout out to all of you guys over there. This new one coming off of his Falling Off of Deaf Ears mixtape. This is called She Likes It. And we'll be right back.
Cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic. Them city lights are attractive, but I'll show you more. Different islands, baby, a world tour. We get them all, we go shopping in Barbados. Then hit the club, turn it up like tomatoes. My swag in effect, I'm so smooth with it. She get gas when she see us in them news clips. She got a fetish for custom crushed linen, cause she pushing them, them lame. But she don't let the hate affect how she feelin'. Still pulls with finesse, still moves with grace. Hollywood smile with a cute little Debbie cake. She like it, yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic. She a bad miss, I can't deny it. Got me searching for her treasures like a pirate. I'm in the crib thinking nothing but some dirty thoughts. She know what she doing when she wear them booty shorts. I'm the serious. I'm fervent over women. She don't care. I'm starting to think she bi curious. I'm speeding to her curves, fast and furious. We tag team on the haters. They ain't seeing us. She like it. Yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic. She like it, yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic. She mean, got more curves than a sports car. Brains of a lawyer and a porn star. She half black, half meter. Got the attitude of a top diva. She's a pleaser, yeah, she's a keeper. Right. Double diamond, I just might have to breed her. Right. It don't matter how much money that you got, you can never take my spot. I'm the captain, Jay Cheetah. Hey. I still get amazed every time I see her. Right. We in the club popping bottles by the liter. Right. It's just me and her like a two-seater. Treat her like I don't need her, but it's hard for me to leave her. She like it, yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic. She like it, yeah, she excited. She ride with your boy cause she know I got it. She exotic, so erotic. The way she move them hips, yeah, so hypnotic.
that was brand new Johnny Swagger Fuego, Bravo. She likes it off of his Falling Off Deaf Ears mixtape. He's shooting a video next week, so definitely be on the lookout. Pay attention to your Twitters, your Facebooks. You know, see if you could be in the place to be when that joint gets made. We got another one from the homie, Deuce Privilege. This one's called Breakout. We'll be right back.
Privy, you can have anything in life that you choose. You gotta play to win, don't be scared to lose. When you feel you can't, that's when you must. Go harder when the going gets rough. They said I can't, I proved I can. No cork on my foot, man, I'm going in. Value once at the tone, call my name in the stone. In the county of kings, with my eyes on the throne. Top back, all black, inside, outside. We be thinking all that, now my pen fly. I'm backing up, but I'm still putting work in. Hotel suite with a sick chick twerking. Hot about to burn up, the homies tell me turn up. Cause they know I got that fire, man. Some niggas say they better, but they won't put a cheddar. That's cause some niggas lying, man.
Everything before me, so I'm about to pop off. Ain't worried about these other niggas, all of them frauds. Put the foot on the gas and I'm about to take off. Like the bus, smell the smoke, cause I'm laughing at y'all. Cause when I was running by myself, jumping my seeds out the bag in the house. Take it to the top, I said,
This was all a dream. Seeing myself in the club magazine. Thoughts become things. Now look, it's all happening. Think, plan, do, then review. That's the process. Wanna measure your success? Check your progress. You can make money or excuses. If you ain't useful, then you're useless. Know your worth and increase your value. When you hear me speak or spit, increase the value. Turn it up louder on the rise like flowers. Time is money, cut the check, respect money and power. No time for small talk unless we talking big money. I chill in the shade where it's sunny. I'm hot about to burn up. The homies tell me turn up. Cause they know I got that fire, man. Some niggas say they better, but they won't put a cheddar. That's cause the niggas lying, man.
Yeah, it's pre-game radio, 347-857-4302. You may have Brooklyn Black. I brought in the bus. Sit back in the building. Now it's new Deuce to Privilege with Breakout. All off that GD, Get Every Dollar Mentality mixtape on that pier. So definitely go pick that up. And we got, you know, some more new joints, but also we still covering new stories and things of that nature. Like we got the whole turmoil going on with in the Jackson family. One of the newest developments now is that one Captain Jackson was awarded partial custody with the Jackson cousin for the custody of Paris, Prince Michael, and Blanket. But one thing that really gets me is that Jermaine, Randy, and Janet are banned from visiting those three. Now, the thing is, I don't get because last I heard, you know, Paris, she was just getting real verbose via Twitter and social media, you know, exposing family business and things of that nature. And also, you know, she got real disrespectful, real flip with the lip at Janet, and even R&B great Gladys Knight was quoted saying if Paris had gotten flipped with her like she did with Janet, she wouldn't have no teeth. So, and also even Rebe has been banned from the house as well. So, you know, it's just getting out of hand. I think pretty much the kids, like I said last week, they should be with whoever they're comfortable with, but they're with Captain and Michael's nephew TJ, I believe, who's the son of Tito. And they're trying to make best of getting the kids, but I remember they had crashed the gate of the Jackson estate trying to remove the kids from the house, which is probably the reason for the ban. But I don't know, you know, Ep, you being a diehard Jackson fan, what's your take on the situation?
Well, like I told you, I thought that she, you know, just for the simple fact that the child was tweeting all that shit all reckless up there in the first place, treating their family business was a no-no, and she should have been checked for that. I'll be like, I don't know how y'all banned me from anywhere because it wasn't for my hard work. Y'all wouldn't even fucking have a compound. You wouldn't have a house, much less any or a place to fucking ban me from fucking coming from. That's number two. Number three, you're a fucking child, and I don't give a fuck, you can't ban me from nowhere. Number four, if what's his name, Jackson, whatever the fuck that nigga is, the TJ or whatever, the one that got partial custody, whatever, he needs to check that shit. You got custody now. Check that shit. Okay? Motherfucking do something with Blanket. He need help. Something wrong with that little boy. I can see it in his face. He's under turmoil. He's in some kind of turmoil about something. So he needs some fucking help. And Paris, she, you know, I don't know, her little ego done got to her head. So she's just out of fucking control. You know, I don't even think it's so much about the money because these guys are going to always profit for the simple fact that their name is Jackson. These motherfuckers is on tour right now. And not even touring with everybody. It's just, what, four of them? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the money is not the issue. I just believe that some people, you know, they believe they know or felt how they think Michael would have reacted or what he would have really wanted as opposed to what was actually in the will. He had people around him that I don't think had necessarily his best interest at heart, and who's to say that he wasn't coerced into putting in a different will or he wasn't coerced into saying, yeah, these people get nothing. Or maybe he left them nothing because he figured that they was all right, that they, y'all going to be okay. This is for my kids and my kids' kids and my kids' kids' kids. You know, but until we really know what was specified or stipulated in the will, we just going off of what's in the fucking public eye. We shouldn't be nothing. This is a personal and private fucking matter. Real talk. I still say Paris need the shit smacked out of her for getting up on Twitter and talking all wrestlers and putting up what the fuck and all this other bullshit. Nah, ma, who you think you are doing some shit like that? You're a little girl, you know? You got to stay in a little girl place now. You got to stay in a little girl place. Okay, period.
And also, related Jackson news, Dr. Conrad Murray has, one, asked that Captain Jackson visit him in jail, and also that he be retried because he feels it'll show that he wasn't at fault for the death of Michael Jackson. You know, and my thing is, dude, you were given the propofol, and I've seen that stuff work firsthand. Like, that shit knocks you out within seconds of it entering your bloodstream. You know? Mm-hmm. So, if you were giving him that shit, you was giving it to him if you wanted more, fine. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it still doesn't make sense. And now you want her to visit you. Like, pretty much, you are held responsible for the death of her son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She's not going to come visit you.
Mm-hmm. But well, maybe she is.
You got 3 years when you should be doing life.
Right, right. True indeed.
You know, you got hit with 3 years on a manslaughter charge when you should be away for life.
Right.
And now you want a retrial, you want an appeal, and you want his mother to come see you? Like, somebody should really smack shit out of him in jail. Like,
if he want to prove that, you know, he see that shit is going downhill, and he's trying to get down with it. He's trying to still get his piece of the pie, because remember, he thought he was going to be taken care of. He thinking he was Michael Jackson's doctor. He's good for the rest of his life. Let me get a dollar water, please. He thinking he's good for the rest of his life. So now he's thinking this might be his way back in, because it's obvious that the mother is under some kind of stress, okay? Something's going on. Thank you. It's right here. Nobody, I got it back. Thank you. So, she, you know, Catherine Jackson's under some kind of stress. She's going through something. I mean, you know, she's confused. And at this stage of the game, unless it's a long-time friend or whatever, how do you really know who to trust? How do you really know who to trust? How do you know who has your best interest at heart? You don't. You don't know. You really don't. And I feel for her. I believe Michael is not rolling over his grave. I believe he's really frustrated and disappointed, but not surprised about how, you know, this shit is going down. And like I said, it's unfortunate. It's fucked up. You know? But what can you, what can we do? And it's a shame that, like I said, the public has so much opinion in the matter. Somebody always got something to say. You know, I was saying about that earlier. Somebody always got something to fucking say about something. You just can't see shit as it is and just leave it a fucking alone. You just can't see shit and take it in, take it for what it's worth, and keep it fucking moving. Somebody always got something to fucking say. And you're throwing stones when you live in a fucking glass house. I don't throw stones. I try not to be judgmental. People go through shit or have shit going on, and you really don't know the full story. If you ain't there, you don't know. There's always some shit going on behind the scenes that you just don't fucking know. And you really can't make an educated opinion or have an educated discussion about it. So you know what? That means shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Everybody, shut the fuck up. Jackson, stay out the media. Gabby, don't worry about your hair. If you want to put locks in them shits or twist them shits up and wear a Bantu knot to do what the fuck you want to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Janet, you know niggas always hated you anyway. That's just, you know, because you was a cute one. And the only other talented one besides Michael. So you hold your head, Ma. Don't worry about them. Paris, you need your ass beat. Stop being reckless. Stop talking family business. Something about little girls, they like to run their mouth and talk so fucking much. Learn to keep your shit to yourself. It's called self-control. Learn to have it. Your father put a fucking blanket over your head for most of your life, so obviously he didn't want people to know so much about you. So stop spilling the fucking beans now, okay? Be a kid, stay in a child's place, and, you know, enjoy that money. Have fun. Go to the beaches, go to parks, go to music, do all of that shit, and lead a political adult shit to the fucking adults. Keep your fucking children, don't have an opinion. Children should be seen and not fucking heard. Period.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. 347-857-4302. We're gonna get into this new heat from Baltimore Sun. Learn today. Follow by a couple more joints, and we'll be right back on Free Game Radio. News, stories, music, we chilling. Hit us up 347-857-4302. Hit us up on that Twitter, pregame_radio. Let us know if you want what you want to hear, and we'll be right back.
Kino, you did it again.
So I stay finessing, the mics I be blessing. Bars could be charged for a weapon possession. Knowledge acquired without a college direction. It's not my profession, I'm just the best at reaching people. Speaking on beat and teaching lessons. This ain't simple English or basic math. Stay on path or crash with your basic ass. That wasted trash you spit it don't make me mad. It's sad, the days of swag I can't wait to pass. Whatever happened to perfecting your craft and making it last? Now they ain't trying to rap if it ain't making cash. Remember when you used to have real skills to spit? Now it's all about swag, real skills to sit. It's who spilled the F or who killed the fifth. Man, Joe already told us who killed this ish. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot. Sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip hop. Realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, say, will I show them the way? Surely, the youth taking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today. The sun is here to free rap, and I ain't watching BET. Tell they bring AJ and free back. The spot where the hip hop is that fiend rap. We need that takeover, and I mean that. Hip hop is on life support. It seems that I seen that green line on the machine flat. The metronome used to be the start of the beat, and rap was even peace when they started the beat. These mean Baltimore streets is where negativity's a part of my speech, part of my reach. I've been around the world knee deep, put my soul on the road and my heart in the beat. MTV gave us a listen, I should call it a beast, man. I sever artery before on a week. Wanna be MC, tight jeans, feminine stature, whack rappers, bring back the backpackers. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot, sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip hop. Realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, say, will I show them the way? Surely, the youth taking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today.
Hold on. Be more strong. Shining over negativity, baby. Mr. Keno on the beat. Paris.
Yeah. that one slide. Yeah, fine, baby. That's how I'm feeling. Put a little weed in the tally hole. A little back, you're running up. Light up, talk to your feeling, dude. Fuck it, and I'll try to speak. I don't mind if you test me. Good to be the best, you gotta beat the best. I need the flesh, I need no mess. I keep the mess. I seek your destiny. You're less the best. I'm a legend. Test my words, you digest. I bet you won't learn to my second best. I feed up fresh, and I run this game like Messi. Or better yet, I'm a left to stash. I'm so pose with the injuries like Beckham's ass. And then I rhyme to the beat like my head's attached. I'm so fly up my feet like my knife's in dance. Like my cause, like in your neck is ransom. Don't look at me, asshole, just cause I'm passing. Fuck that, I'm assing. Chopping your grandson, rocking your newborn. Fucking your grandma, I'm fucking a master. Fucking the camper, fucking them blazing the green like lantern. It's us and my man's in the front getting blown with the ass up. What would you pass up to get what you asked for? I went for the hassles, I'm messing with assholes. So F me, boy, what I do is build castles. Yeah. Not made of sand, but I'm flattening them. Then I'm flattening them. Yo, I'm all like the bad.
About a white man can't do hip hop. So does that mean a black man can't do rock? You must be fucking kidding me. I got told to go hard. Well, this is a fucking avalanche. JP, Benny Pants. Yeah. Sydney.
Feel the haze in my chest, hear the swag when I speak. Ass antique, you the meaning of love? And what's it gotta do with me? And why does everything so good have to end up so badly? I'm really just a simple girl. Don't need a lot to make me happy. When all I really want is you. So why you wanna live without me? All of these times I tried, the whole time you only lied. You preyed on my weakness, and I don't even know why.
Fucking knows.
It might even have been somebody that was in her house hanging out with her, just wanted to see what would happen. You know, I wouldn't be surprised with that, yo. That's not cool because, in all reality, if SWAT went up in there, then that means somebody could have got hurt really bad. Somebody could have got murked out. Somebody could have got shot up. And like I said, anything could have fucking happened, yo. Yeah, certain games, certain shit, yo, fuckers be going too far. Word up. But she's all right, though, right? Everything's cool, right?
Yeah, but, you know, everything's cool. She's okay. She's a little rattled, you know, scared or whatnot. But other than that, she was cool. And also something that just actually pretty much came across my desk. They are now accusing President Obama for saying that his administration has quietly accepted and even promoted racism against white people by black people.
Oh, boy. You know, okay, so I guess the great race war is under fucking way. That shit is just ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous and crazy, son. I mean, if that was the case, then people would have been, you know, there would have been a whole lot more shit by now, you know? It would have been a whole lot more shit. You'd been hearing about all types of things happening. You'd hear about all types of things happening between people, you know, white people or black people getting beat up or some other kind of shit. You would hear more. If it was really something that Obama agreed, you know, that he's secretly letting happen. You know what I mean? Come on, these motherfuckers is ridiculous. They need to cut it the fuck out. Real talk, cut it the fuck out. Alright, he's president, he can do what he wants. Shut the fuck up or you put your ass in the camp or something.
Or you send you to Guantanamo Bay. And it just seems nowadays what's popping in news is what the next person got to say about the next person. And I've said it before, if America as a whole just minded their own business, we wouldn't have half the shit, you know, that we're going through now. We wouldn't have half of the turmoil, half of the wars, the battles in other countries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we just mind our own business, like, we got our own shit to handle, why are we all worried about what's going on over there? Like, granted, we are a rich company, but we got our own shit to handle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got our own, you know, we have our own problems.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of our own things, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. 347-85-7-4-3-0-2. It's Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black Ebb in the building. Also, I got to give shout out to All Bars Movement. They have All Bars Radio here Tuesday and Thursday nights, 8 to 10. But they're also getting things together for their first annual school drive. You know, they're going to be giving school supplies, backpacks, things that need to be done to privileged kids. So anyone wants to...
Oh, that's what's up.
You know, if they want to donate, you know, or even find out how you can help out, you can hit me up or you can hit up Angel Love Tweets on Twitter and definitely get involved in that movement because they, you know, they're definitely trying to do something. Also, I know they're trying to work on a prom dress drive for next year for the girls who want to go to prom but can't because they can't afford a dress. Mom is working, to whatever, whatever. So, like I said, All Bars Movement is definitely something you want to align yourself with.
Uh-huh.
And that's just what we do here. Now, Ev, is there anything else that's anything else that's going down? Or you walk that bus yet? Because, you know, it is
yeah,
at the
I'm
top.
Off the bus.
Niggas
been
wilding out.
But you know, listen, son. I grew up in Bed-Stuy in the crack 80s. Nothing. I fear nothing here in the hood. I've come home 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, by myself, where, like I said, crack was at an all-time high when there was only one working light on the block and one working street light, And before he even got off the block, he was accosted by some kind of dope fiend, some kind of crackhead, some kind of prostitute, some kind of something, so, you know, some kind of everything. So believe me, son, traveling at night, it's like traveling a day for me. There's no.
Oh, I know you good. I know you good. I just, you know, want to make sure because I know, especially.
You know what? You know what? You just reminded me of something. I want to give a shout out to my girl Muriel. Muriel used to live, and maybe she still does. We lost contact. Muriel used to live in Fort Greene Projects, straight down Myrtle Ave. Shout out Fort Greene Projects. Everybody I know over that way. We do. And me and Muriel and I met, believe it or not, this was before I started smoking trees. You know, I still had the real clear, bright eyes and shit. And Muriel and I met while I worked at Madison Square Garden. And I remember we were coming home on the train. Of course, we had to take the A train every day, you know. So, you know, the A train was wild back then. You didn't see anything happening on the motherfucking A train. So either way, we was coming home, her and my cousin Aisha, and Mira was like, so she asked me, she was clearing out a coat pocket, she asked me to hold something for her. So she gave me a box cutter. So I said, what's this? She said, you don't know what this is? I'm like, no. She said, it's a box cutter. I'm like, what you got this for? She said, it's like a knife. I'm like, oh, I got a knife. And at that time, I used to carry a 007. That's, you know, that's when I first learned how to juke with a 007. And so that was one of the, you know, it is type cumbersome and big, you know. But like I said, I used to come home crazy late in the middle of the night and sometimes by myself. So, you know, girl got to protect herself. So she said, well, I carry a knife. She said, no, no. A box cutter is much easier to conceal. It's easier to have. It's easier to take out. And it makes a cleaner cut. With a knife, you really got to juke unless it's really sharp. With a box cutter, you just real quick, and they don't even know they're cut, but you slice them open to the fucking white meat. I remember her showing me how to put it in my mouth, how to hold it in my mouth, and not cut myself, even though I did nick myself maybe one or two times. Don't tell mommy. and she just basically taught me how to just, you know, how to spit that shit out, how to use that shit quick, how to discard it and put it back without anybody even knowing that I did it. So I want to give a shout out to her for being so concerned about my well-being and knowing that as another young lady riding the train late at night and, you know, getting our hustle on, that, you know, we needed to protect ourselves. So I want to give a shout out to her. You just remind me of that when you told about me coming home. I definitely want to give a shout out to her. I'm sorry we lost contact, but Miriam, you know, anybody know Miriam? I can't think of last name. She used to work at Madison Square Garden back in 88, 89. Tell her, holler at her girl, Nicole. Tell her, holler at Ev. I'm still where I was when we first met. Still in the same crib. All right, son? And that's what it is. Hello? Did the phone go dead? You still there? Are we having...
I said funny that you mentioned 1980, 1989. I was watching Do the Right Thing last night.
Yo, what the fuck is going on with the switchboard? I ain't hear nothing.
Yo, shut the hell up and up. You know, like I said, I was watching Do the Right Thing last night, so...
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sal, how come there's no bones on the wall, Sal?
And we'll be right back.
Playback.
Fight the power.
something straight. People, we all the same, no, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness, we can't get careless. You say, what is it? All the love it, let's get down to business, mental self-defense, fitness. The rest is showing.
Enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time.
time than big. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't please. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, wasn't my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only one I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
That ain't the half. Arrogance gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold, chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting for kicks, catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to fall in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, Kevin with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm holed up. Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could've been yo. It's on the TV, believe me, it could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my kept it real. Be strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my boo, who stuck with it, I do. All the fools, you'll get yours, because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
I always wonder what me and these two niggas would sound like on the same track.
Hey, the number one.
Sick crazy. Hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vodka makes the sex proper. Joe's Crab House for dinner and Red Lobster. Either way, she's coming back with me to my apartment. Leather love seats and wall-to-wall carpet. Skip the candles and the wine for this time. Turn your phone off, cause tonight you're all mine. No love making, strictly back breaking. No soft touches or kisses, we ain't wasting. No time, the bottle is on deck. Please don't judge, we tryna get focused. Cups full of Henny, we filling it to the brim. Beat the pussy up, take a minute and go again. Slap her on her ass and I watch that thing wave. We in the same book, sentence the same page. I eat that pussy good, your knees squeeze my head. Make your ex explode and leave the sheets wet. Fine. Like a platinum plate in Movado, you just shine. You should have been mine. Let me hit it from behind. Ass in the air, kissing on her back, grabbing on her hair. I got your legs up, going at it full thrust. Nah, we ain't in love, this is what you call lust. All she wanna do is fuck, she just like me. She don't wanna be my girl, she just want me. Mommy, look, I love the way you throw it upon me. 7 hours straight when we're both on E. Pro know all his hoes go to my dough, my hoes go to his dough. Yes, we believe in the phrase that sharing is caring. You with me? But when it come to shorty, I'm stingy. Tell your man you at Target. Now pull your panties to the side and let me see you pop it. My stripes show I'm a general, military intelligence, murder game, precise and elegant, presidential. Go ask my comrade, even talk to my old principal. She tell you that I had leadership qualities since middle school. Black bag over your head, I turn the cameras on. Baghdad soldier, I'm ready. Louis Farrakhan, patriotic. You give your life, I make a profit. BP oil surrounding a major island. Really life music, that's the label I earn. Like Nas said in the first John Blaze, money to burn. Queens village, show the voice and respect. No being bad, holding the tech. You gotta be kidding me. Simply the best. Waking up, violence from rest. I'm connected with Latin Kings, Crips, Bloods, and the FI. Nope, not the next nine. The first note is a better call. Killers better at all. Stars is one verse.
Fuck lie. Anyone testing dash must die. Just give me one try.
Now you know you don't fucked up, right?
Ha, you're going kinda crazy. Tú estás loco. Yo te exploto. Dinamita by the boatload. I hate these lesbians that play rappers. Lesbians with the jabber. They spitting, I pussy splatter. They hating, I feel flattered. The map will have you move backwards and after my dad will click, clack, and blast a hole through your back first. Blah. Keenan dodging the popo, sneaking by with the popo. Yeah. Tuck it under the polo, make sneakers fly when they go go. Yeah. I ain't Mr. T, but you gotta know that I pity you. Yeah. A constipated stutterers will steal shit on you. Yeah. My conglomerate will get in all kinds of this drama shit. Apocalypse for whackness, I'll drown it all in some llama spit. Yeah. Went to the devil's den, rushed him with a lot of okay. Noise. Start off Satan horn to put the call out to all my boys.
I'm at the brand and spit flood with the driver's side door, your range. Hoodie season still believe me, nigga, nothing has changed. I'm taking anything, I'm leaving with your wife and your chain. Two toes, two holes, a few clips. Because I got a 9 to 5, don't confuse it. Try and bet me with your life, you could lose it. They looking for the light, but I ain't even got the fuse lit. Hardcore, shit you get kicked out the yard for. Never been in jail, but I shot niggas up. Everybody getting money, so they lock niggas up.
The coupe ride is funny, hit the block, get the truck.
A lot of
young niggas spin stories, they ain't living out. Mushy in the middle niggas, I'ma pick them out. Mark my words, you won't be running when the biscuit out. Straight up put you in a line of fire, picking dick my route.
Cool out, don't beef, yo, throw the tool out. The funny niggas, gritty like family, make a move out. Ain't no half stepping, boss, a nigga let that weapon off. Beef until it's over with, nigga, I ain't stepping off. Dillinger to John, oh, I bring it to you pronto. John Blazing, your bitch, you bitch, niggas, John Doe. Do it like I popped already, but I ain't signed yet. Ain't a bitch walking the strip that I ain't slime yet. Smoke till I can't breathe, cooler than some 10-10. Your bitch in the passenger, I be on the left lane, stay yo 50. Never see me slipping, ho. Niggas want me dead, but I'm gunning, I ain't tripping, yo. Thug it to my death day, lying on my deathbed. Your baby mother love me, she give me the best head. Thug it to my death day, lying on my deathbed. Your baby mother love me, she give me the best head.
It's simple mathematics, you gotta love us. Cause J Black plus Gats equals a lot of dead motherfuckers. Flow tougher than nails, I stay gritty. Even J know on the low, it's my city. Got goons in the V that's ready to ride with me. You whip your head, boy, no J, yo, no 50. Sitting in the dunk on my Miami swag wave. Choppers in the trunk, case I have a bad day. I'm a fighter, you a natural born runner. A panther, homie, I'm a natural born hunter. Blows kick off like an NFL punter. John Blaze rhymes, I could win like no other. Total up my bars, multiplying by two. With GL in the stool, we divide your whole crew. Leave you lame twisted, get your brain lifted. KFC bullets to chickens with big biscuits.
John Blaze, jump. John Blaze, John Blaze, Johnny Blaze, ain't a damn thing changed. John Blaze, John Blaze, John Blaze, Johnny Blaze, ain't a damn thing changed.
Yeah, pre-game radio, back in this piece, Brooklyn Black, Ebb holding it down. We're getting ready to get up out of here, so don't forget, tune in tomorrow night, 10 p.m., same time. We're going to be, of course, rocking out some more music, so definitely an artist. If you guys want to get heard, send it to me, pregameradio@gmail.com. You know, if you want to get interviews, all that good stuff, and just for the overall support, you know, so just hit us up, and we'll be back. Ebb, anything you want to say before we get up out of here? Any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout out to my mom, to my siblings, all of you guys, one of my siblings, Chantel, tomorrow's her birthday. Shout out to you. Speedy recovery to her husband, who's been hospitalized with pneumonia. He get well soon. I want to give a shout out to Miss LaCroix, who is my daughter's principal, who is in Jamaica, and I think she gets married tomorrow. I think tomorrow's her day too. Wow, a lot of things going on tomorrow. So shout out to her and her impending nuptials. Good luck. God bless. See you in September. That's about it, son. Shout out to Pregame Radio, all the admins. All the branch or pregame shows, y'all are doing your thing. That's what's up. And that's it. That's it, son.
All right, and as always, you know, once again, big shout out to everyone who rocks with us. Big shout out to everyone tuned in from Vegas, tuned in Baltimore, Maryland, Jersey. I believe that's North Carolina, definitely on the check-in. Shout out to everyone who's rocking in. Shout out to everyone rocking in the chat room. Big shout out to all of our listeners in the UK. You know, I know it's real crazy out there at the Olympics, and guys are still rocking the pregame radio. So definitely big shout out to you guys. And as always, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Rival off, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you on the next go round. We got some more music before we get up out of here. You guys be safe and have a good one.
Deuces.
Killin' me,
man.
Y'all know who it is. I'm letting my hate out. I love hating me, you feel me? But I love it though. All promotion is free promotion, you feel me? I love it. You get it. Dog is bitch. Promote me. Hot blood has to I'm coming for all y'all bitches' heads, man. Dead ass to me. I'm not a game. I've been without wagging. Well, no competition. Over. Matter of fact, it's been over. Hating on me ain't gonna make your life better. Y'all some small time broads. I'm just after my cheddar boards, bitch. I'm wavy. Fuck you. Pay me. Y'all rap bitches is poison. Crazy. I don't give a fuck cause I'm killing all these babies. This is my world, bitch, fuck you. Pay me, they see me shine. And they been my line, yeah. Frontin' to your friends, talking bad, I couldn't describe it. If you ask me, these shit ain't about it. Bring it to your house like you ordered at a riot. Talking about you pop off for your dollars, bitch, I doubt it. Got a doubt the crew, that 40 cal gon' make you silent. They let me out the cages, even gangster, but I'm violent. Nothing about me so put my pussy in the private. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is my shit. Lady Red stepping out, I'm always on that fly shit. Yeah. I'm always on the fly shit. Y'all know I'm always on that fly shit. Cut it out, man. Always on that fly shit. Dog girls, bitch. That's the fucking train y'all following, man. I follow that fucking wave, man. Y'all bitches wanna be down, but y'all can't hang, man. Y'all can't hang, man. That out the way, y'all bitches got me out my character. Hurts in the front, now your family got a carrier. Bitch been the bad sister, she was in the carrier. Your mom should've swallowed you, she should've never carried you. Bullets leave permanent scars like they tatted you. Grimy right, get even with two fours like I added them. I flip bricks and hating chicks like I had a spatula. I'm hot to handle, and y'all bitches can't handle her. One hit from the clip, it'll damage her. Two shots to the tiger bone to boost the stamina. That kick from that back shot make you wanna marry her. I take head shots, not the flash from the camera. Can't swim, gone drown, better be a paddler. Catch up, bitch, cause Red ain't no straggler. Even if you double up, you can't be half of her. Y'all bitches are snakes, and I call y'all snakes rattler.
Y'all bitches are snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't allow squares in my circle, man. I thought it was all fucking good a week ago, man. Y'all bitches really be flipping.
They be flipping.
But it's all good, though.
It's all good, though.
I don't give a fuck anyway. I never fuck you, kid, bitch. Yeah.
Hey yo, Days, you already know, we stay live, GSD Worldwide.
El vato subiendo, y tú solo bajando, estamos bailando, mi mamita linda se convierte en fiera. Humo va subiendo, y los tragos bajando, yo me estoy soltando, quiero ver al tema a mí la noche.
Voy a rico y me dice, me pongo rico y me dice, preca, dice, voy a la disco y me dice, me pongo a disco y me dice,
ponlo ahí,
la preca, dice,
get a little hotter, it's spinning like the summer in the middle of Nevada. The women looking right, so they might reach the comma. If they do, then I'm gonna make them sweat like a sauna. I'ma be that smooth dude that a lot of women wanna have. Matter of fact, I'ma holler. I represent my city as a rotten manzana. Shorty looking like a freak, I can see it in her chata. Dancing, lifting up a little mini fight down. And when she taking low, everybody see her tanga. We always stay live, yeah, we started this baranga. Puerto Rican, no hasta la muerte, me lo mama. Put it right there, that is pongo ahí. Shorty looking real hot, but it's only for me. She rolling with preach while I'm rolling with G's. We were wild, but baby, fuck up on no I.E.
El vapor subiendo y tu sudor bajando, estamos bailando, mi mamita linda se convierte en fiera. Humo va subiendo y los tragos bajando, yo me estoy soltando, quiero bailarte mami la noche entera.
Voy a la disco y me dice, me pongo a rico y me dice,
ponlo ahí,
la preca, dice,
ponlo ahí,
la preca.
belly there.
I think I'm nasty or classy, as long as they can match me. Know how to relax me, blowing me in the backseat. Catch me in the club, you know I'm rolling with math freaks. Playboy bunnies and a honey, the one they grab me. Take them to the crib of the telly to get them happy. Take them to the president's suite, if I bag three. B-I-M-P, playing with Mad G. All I need is a bottle of Henny and Mad Weed. A little bit of Grey Goose, a little bit of juice. A little bit of everything to get the party loose. I'm looking for a shorty that could do it like she do. Could bend over backwards and eat the pussy too. She loves the licky licky while I roll a sticky icky. Got a twizzy or the hizzy and your boy getting busy. As a rizzy, call it a rap. Baby, bring it back, I track. Beautiful women, ladies, now where you at? Where you at?
If I put a soul in, I'm waiting for soul, what do I have?
get, I'm gon' fly by. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. And fuck the niggas saying, cause you on the other side. The first chance I get, I go sky high. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by. First chance I get, I'm gon' fly by.
Yo, D Dave on the remix. It's Roxy Blue.
Get
'em. Yo.
I don't care about these boys.
Never.
Fuck this brought you bitches.
Yeah.
My money's over bullshit. If it's not, then I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm by my money, I can show you play by play. I get hit by the rolling. Benji stays on my tail. I slip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand-up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's sunny. My money's over boys, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised because my money's over you. M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches. And I'm out here for my riches. M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches. And I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit.
M-O-B. No, it's M-O-E. That is money over everything. That's what I scream.
Okay.
I'ma get money fly, nigga. Stay getting high, nigga. Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga.
Boom.
I'm a thoroughbred. I'm always down to ride, nigga. I'm focused now. You can't see it in my eyes, nigga. If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies, nigga. Sit and watch you work with no money like oversized.
Money.
Hey yo, Rock, we got these niggas back.
Chill.
We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest, I don't mean no disrespect.
Nah.
But we winning, y'all keep losing like the fucking net. I know you see that we the fucking best.
Uh-huh.
Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet.
Uh-huh.
I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life. Take a look at me, this is what money look like.
M-O-B. My money's over boys.
Yep.
My money's over bitches. And I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over M-O-B. My money's over boys. My money's over bitches. And I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over bullshit. My money's over bullshit. My money's over
Initiating shutdown sequence.